وحيدًا has the exclusive usage of خامل بلك عبايز. So in Mishnah Taloshi he said that it should be خامل بلك عبايز, but he meant something else. But if he meant not to answer it, then it would be Nidrish Gogis. But he meant to answer it. But he meant to answer it through an improper formulation. But actually, he expressed it properly. So what's wrong? So Memeila is also. So Memeila, the same Teretz, we can say, vis-a-vis the Rishenim, who explain it in accordance with the second Loshnei Rashi. All right, we'll have it.
Discussed in the Indian of Stam Nidor Yohachmir, Purush and Lohokeil, and that the Rambam said that in Periglesim Chas Nidorim, that if in a certain Mokeil, so Stam Chomim, it means Berikha Bayi, so then it's Osea. So because the Mishnah raises the question, why does he have to say that it's Osea? If in this particular Mokeil, so Stam Chomim means Berikha Bayi, even if it has both mashmois, so it's osa. So certainly when it has only the mashmois of Isa, so it's osa. So because the Mishnah says that according to the Rambam, if in a certain mokim, a stam chomim has the connotation just of berik habayis, so there is no aloch of perushim mokim. So the kasha of the Rechem Mishnah, against the kesef Mishnah, especially in the Rambam, is why should it be different than aneda b'cheirem, v'yomar lo inedarti elo mech, and that Chomish Al Yam or Etzem, and he says that he has a certain Etzem. So even in such a case, so he can be Miforesh. Hari Atzmi Olecho Kom V'Omar Lohoye V'Libe Losri V'Etzem Shinachteli V'Yesneida V'Yidar Aschik. So that's certainly a very remote meaning. So he still can explain it that way. So Achaskamo V'Chamo. If in a certain walking, so the usual connotation of chomim is berik habayis, but if he says that he meant chomim kehanim, it should be mutar. So I mentioned the two pshotim in stam chomim. So the two Rashi mentions the pshotim according to one pshat. So when he say uperushim okil only if at the time of the neder he explained it, but later on he cannot explain it. And so then I mentioned the Rashbo in Kedushin. The Rashbo asks, why don't we say Dvorim Shebalev in Dvorim in the case of Heitzi Libe, if Nishavim Heitzi Chitim V'Yom HaSeirim, so he's not Osea in Seirim or in Chitim, but we should say since he verbalized, he spelled out Seirim, even though Bilibe, so he was mischaving to say Chitim, Dvorim Shebalev in Dvorim. So the Rashba says that we do not say Dvorim Shebalev in Dvorim because it's Iskar Lishene. It's a slip of the tongue. So apparently the Rambam Shite, the Rambam goes one step further. And the Rambam Shite is not only when he has a slip of the tongue, but if a person will say Harini Nozia, and then, but in his heart, he thought that Nozia means just a person who grows long hair. He didn't know that Nozia means what Nozia means. So he will not be a Nozia, according to the Rambam, because it's not Pivili Bishop. So Memele, the Rambam says, so Memele, in the case, so the Rambam says, V'chein avomokim shedarkom shenkirim chirim stam elrechomi bedek habayis bevat v'yom ha'shom harei ein olai chirim harei ze osem. So the Kesef Mishnah explains it that even if he says I meant chomi kehani, so then he's still osem. Why? Because in this case there is no chison of pivili b'shom. Because he said that Arini Chirem, or he asked something to Chirem, he meant to ask. And even though he says that he meant Chomik Yanim, and Chomik Yanim is not Idomar Anodo, but he meant to ask.
except that he meant chomei kohanim and heavy said chomei kohanim. So even though he meant to aser, it wouldn't be aser. Now, if somebody says kikazeh aser like kipsach hazir, he means to aser, but then it's not aser because he says kipsach hazir. So in the case where he says kikazeh kechomei kechirem kikazeh chirem. So mimele and in that moke chirem means berika bais. So that means that he spelled it out in the Dovra Nodo. But he says that he meant chomei kehanim. True, chomei kehanim is not in Dovra Nodo. But even though he meant it in the sense of chomei kehanim, but he still meant it to Asa. So there is pivili b'shomim. But if he had said chomei kehanim, so then the piv wouldn't be formulated properly. But since he said chomim stam, and in that moke chomim means chomim berek habayis, even though he says that he meant chomim kehanim, but he still meant to asa. Masheim ki nalida becheirem. And v'yom alohoyo b'libi ala chomim shol yam. So he didn't even mean to asa, so it's like he slipped on the top. That is the shite of the Rambam. Now, there is a thesis in Ozer Davbeis. Thesis in Ozer Davbeis. Thesis says the same kasha that thesis asks in Idorim Davbeis. According to Rabbi Yechanan, that Kinuyim is Nishin is Nochim. So why does the Mishnah have to say Kinuyim, this Kinuyim? Nozir, Nozik, Nozir Paziach. Let him say, Bichol Nishenis. Uvim Tema. Rabbi Yechanan, Mayir Yehana Gimul Nishenis. Bichol Aro Nishenis. Ay Nishenis Name. Im Kibu Ouf Nizires Beachot Manachal Nishenis. Chaye Vole Alei An Nizires. So Tesis says, V'yei Shleima, Dei Noch Name. Digam Bishol Nishenis. Im Akirim Umevinom Mishave Likabel Ouf Nizires Ave Nozir. Avo. Mehane Lishne Dimas Nisim. Ki Oma Nizri Beachot Mishol Nishenis Alolu. Chaye Alei Nizires Name Kei Mishave. So the chiddush on this kinuyim is because even if he's not mischavim, because he's domet tvei loshin teiro. Now Teisves in Nidorim Davbeis, so he says something similar but a little different. So he says because when Mandoma was Nochim, a minor Catal Lishne, Lim Holland Shinish in Nadir Mulchenum, Yeneda, Vimari, Vada, Yim Yakil Shinum Yeneda, Yim Yakil Shinum Yeneda, Achishim Vinu, Vahalid must listen, Afil Loya Vinu Hiloshi, Hariunet. So there he says, Afil Loya Vinu. Here he says, Afilu Avum Hanulish must listen, Command Israel Bechon Choshish in Salalu, I Hilon Isires, Kiname Kay Mishavi. Not only came Vinom, but came Ischav. So Yavetz of Yaakov and Nizakoyes, so he changes. He says there is a mistake in the Loshen of Thesis. And he changes the Loshen here so that it fits the Loshen in Thesis Nidok. So he says, Name keim Ischavim, Tevas Mischavim Nimchak, Vinichtav Vitzigay Matkir. So then it coincides with what Teisa says in the Dogen Davbeis. Now, it's possible that this Teisa does not have to be corrected. In other words, that we can accept the Girse in this Teisa the way it appears. Deinachaname, the Gambishol Lishenes, Imakirim Urevino, Umishav Likalov Nizires, Havenozia, Havon Hane Lishne de Masnissen, Kiom An Israel. Beyachod milishen shalolu chayel alein ezires namu name kei mischavei. Why? Because teisa shiti is no matter how we are geres, whether we are geres in mischavei or we are geres in makirom in mevinom. So teisa is saying that these kinuyim, in view of the fact that it's a jargon, it's a loshen laug of loshen akidesh, so it has a din of loshen akidesh, so it's a broken loshen akidesh. It's not a correct, accurate loshen akidesh, but it still has a din of loshen akidesh. So mimele, according to, so it's the aloche that we say, giptis, li giptim yotzu, giptis li modim lo yotzu. So in other words, krishna is nemaras b'chaloshen. So someone who understands English, and he'll recite it, Kriya Shema in English, he'll be mekayim the mitzvah. But someone who does not understand English, but he'll be able to read it and say it, but he doesn't know the meaning of each word. But it's not that he doesn't know the contents of Kriya Shema. He knows what is the contents of Kriya Shema, because he knows what Shema Yisrael in Rosh Hashanah means. So maybe he can have kavonef kavolas yimalchus shemayim when he says Kriya Shema, but he doesn't know a word of English. So he says he or Yisrael. He doesn't know what here means, that here means Shema, but he knows that he is mikabel yimalchus shemayim. So maybe if someone will say it in Loshon Kodesh, even though he doesn't know the meaning of Shema, the meaning of each word separately, but he knows that it the contents of Kriya Shema, the contents of it. So the Mele is able to be Mechavan Kabbalah Malchus Shamayim. So he'll be Eitzeh. But if he'll say it in English, even though he knows the contents of it, but he doesn't know the meaning of the words, so then he's not Eitzeh. He's not Eitzeh. That's the aloche of Kiptis Limodim Lo Yotzo. So the Mele, if someone he will say in English, Harin Nozir, and he'll use the English word, and he doesn't know what the meaning is, so Mimele, he will not be eight, so he'll not become Nozir. But if he'll use the Lishenis Nozik Paziach, so it has a Dino Koshna Kedesh, he will be it. But according to Teitzves Nidorim, so it's only, Teitzves is saying, only if he's not Mivino, he's Yetze, because it's Koshna Kedesh. But if he's not Mishavin, come of Nizires, so then he will be Nozir. Why? Because Tesis in Nidorim holds not like the Rambam. And Tesis in Nidorim holds that when can we say Iska Lishene if there is a slip of the tongue? So he didn't say the word that he intended to say. It's Iska Lishene. Masha'in came if someone says Arini Nozir, but he in Loshon Kodesh, but he thinks that Nozir means a hip. He doesn't know that Nozir means a Nozir. And there's Aloch of Nizires. So if he'll say it Biloshin HaKedesh, according, so if he says it Biloshin HaKedesh, so Mimele, so Tesis says here, even though he's not Mishab, Tesis Nozir says, even though if he'll say it Biloshin HaKedesh, he'll be eight, not like the Rambam Shita. Because where he's Mishabin, Paschitin, and he says there has a slip of the tongue, and he says Pasheirin, some mele, it's not shayach to say Dvorin Shebelevin and Dvorin, because since he said the word that he wasn't mischavin to say, so the pay is lacking, because it's Iska Lishene. Masheinkin, if he says Nozia, but he doesn't know what Nozia means, so then there is no Iska Lishene. So Mimele, in such a case, he is in Ozia. That's the Shita of Teisves. That's the Shita of Teisves in Ozia. He says that if he says Nozik Paziach, not only if he doesn't understand the meaning, doesn't know the meaning of each word, if he doesn't know the meaning of each word, that even if he doesn't know the contents of what he says, he's not mischavim to be in Ozia. But it's Dvorin Shebelev, unless there is an umdre muchach that he doesn't know the meaning of Nozia. But if there is no umdre de muchach, so but he says that he didn't know the meaning of Nozia, so then he will be in Nozia. If he says it in Loshon Kodesh, or if he says it in Kinuyim, because it also has a din of Loshon Kodesh. But if he'll say it Bishol Lishenes, so then it's like Giptis Limodim, so it's not even considered as a Loshon. Teisves in Nidorim, he says, Dafke if he's not meivin the loshin, so he doesn't say he's not mischavin, because Tesis Nidorim apparently agrees with the Shitas Rambam that where he says, because the Shitas Rambam is that not only when there is a slip of the tongue when he's mischavin to say one word and he said another word, that even if he was mischavin to say the word he said, but he had a different understanding, he used it in a different sense, so then it's not Pivili Bishovin either. So because he didn't mean to ask her. So Mimele Teisve says that when he says Roshin Kadesh, only if he isn't waving the Rosh, so he doesn't know what each word means, but he knows that on the whole He's saying he is mekabel upon himself to be nozia. Masheinke, if he doesn't even know that on the whole he's mekabel upon himself to be nozia, to be nozia, so then even b'loshin kedesh, it's not hal. Yes, what is it? Not because of Nidilei by Nozia, there is no aloch of Nidilei by Nozia. But Nidilei is aloch in Hegdesh. But it's like Iskel Shele. So there is no peh, there is no bitus vasai. Iskel Shele, the pshat in the Rashbo is that by Iskel Shele, there is no bitus vasai. Because bitus vasai means that he verbalized what he verbalized, he was mechavin to verbalize. But if he was mechavin to say chiti and he said seirim, so mele, it's not even bitus vasai. The pay is lacking. This is the shite. This is the shite. This is the pshat in the Rashi. That's in the case of a slip of the tongue. But suppose he was mischaven to say arini nozia. But he means nozia means I should be a hippie. He doesn't know that nozia means nozia. So according to the Rambam, he will not be a nozia. Even b'loshen HaKedesh. Because it's like the slip of the tongue, it's like Iskel Shele. According to Tesis in Nozia, so if it is Loshna Kedesh, so not only if he doesn't understand the meaning of each word separately, but even if he doesn't even know that what he was saying, and he was thinking he was saying something else. He was thinking, if he'll say Arini Nozia, and he was thinking else, he said that I should be a hippie. So he's still a Nozia. Unless there is an umdin in Muchach that he meant by Harini Nozia that he should be a hippie. So then, of course, it's not shaykh to say Dvorim Shebalev. But if he said Harini Nozia, and there is no umdin in Muchach that he didn't know the meaning of Nozia, but he says he didn't know the meaning of Nozia, so then he's in Nozia anyway. Mashaykin Shom Shaynes, so he has to be Makirom and Mavinom, so he has to know the meaning of the word Nozia. What is that? If he says it Loshna Kedesh, but if he says it Bishol Nishenes, so then it's the aloche of Giptis Limodim, so it's not even a Losh. If he doesn't understand. No, that's right. Because he doesn't know. Alright. Now, I just wanted to say one thing about the Mishneh Brura mentions in Big Chiddush, the Gabi Kriya Shema. And he deduces it from the Shittas Rambam in Nidorim, and also the Ritva in Nidorim. The Mishneh Brura in Simen Samar Beis. So he said, there, the halacha is yochel l'kreisa b'choloshin, kriya shema. We pass like the Rabbonon, shema b'choloshin shatu shemeya. So he says, vida oid, dinirali b'pshitus, de'eison dvorim anemorim b'choloshin, hudavki iman she'erise amdine midabrim kach, avol iman she'amdine yichilim midabre ze haloshin, v'raku, ve'eit ize anoshin yichidim, yedim ze haloshin, zelu nechshaf loshin klal imdinezu, she'ine makeres b'zo haloshin. That means that, let's say, in the United States, so someone can be Yetzi Kriya Shema if he recites Kriya Shema in English. But if he recites in French, he'll not be Yetzi. In Montreal, where French is a spoken language, so he'll be able to be Yetzi Kriya Shema even in French. It's a very big Kriyash. And he says, Uchein ze motzosi kosuv, gam kim beritwa alfe shal nindorim resh beritame, di bechol loshen heine Loshein, Haina Loshein Shemidabrim Beisimoki. So he says, so but the Ritva says it Ligabi Kinui. Nozik, so the Ritva says, ובמקים מסחר שנהגים בכינויים. Oh, ורבי יחנן סובר לא שמונה שקרן לקור מכנן, ולשבוע שבוסי, ואם באיזה מוקים לובד, לא דרו נשבע בשם נסעילו, הרי זה נדע לשבוע את מור המנטר, ויהיו חזיק רבי יחנן, ובין כמס אחרים שנהגים בכינויים אלו, לא יאבן נדע ולשבוע, אבל אם יש להם כינויים אחרים, חייב בהם. נעל ראש לרמב״ם איז, פרק א' נכס נדור עם הלכת הזיין. יש מכם איס שאנשי הם הלוגים ומפסידים את הלושת ומחנים על דובו בדובר אחר. הלכים שום אחר הכינו. כיצד? כל כינו יקום כקום. So he says, יש מכם איס שאנשי הם הלוגים ומפסידים את הלושת ומחנים על דובו בדובר אחר. הלכים שום אחר הכינו. וכן כל קייצי בזה. הלכים אחר לשם כלל העום. באיזה מוקים ובאיזה זמן. So the Rambam limits it only to a case of Elosh Nalogim. In other words, when it's not a good language, it's a broken language. So apparently the Rambam is chelik on Teisves. This is the reason why I mention it. Teisves, Shite Midorim and Noziris, that these Lishenes of Nozik Paziach and so on, that is a Losh Nalogim of Losh Nakedesh, is a jargon, it's an adulterated form of Losh Nakedesh, so it still has a din of Losh Nakedesh. Voraya the Teisve says that even if someone will not be Meivin, that what he says, what he means, it will still be Chal, because it's like, because Losh Nakedesh says Atzmiyes, so Meivin has a din Loshin, even if he doesn't understand the meaning of the word. So in other words, according to Teisve, in Nidorim and Nozir, so the Loshin Halogim of Loshin Kedesh has a din of Loshin Kedesh. Has a din of Loshin Kedesh. And it has Atzmius. The Rambam says that you only if in that place, so Nozik is used. But if in a certain place Nozik is not used, so then he will not become a Nozir. And that's the sheet of the Ritva too. So obviously they don't agree with the sheet of the Isves that the jargon of Loshin Kedesh has a din of Loshin Kedesh and it has Atzmias, because if it has Atzmias, how can it differ from place to place? If it doesn't have Atzmias, so Mimele it can differ from place to place. So we should see that the Shittas Rambam is not like Shittas Teisves. So in other words, so the Shittas Rambam is that Kinuim, and we see that the Ran Shita is also not like Shita Sakesis, because the Ran also has the same kasha that Jesus asks. Why does the, according to Rabbi Yechanan, why does the Tanakh of the Mishneh mention just this Kinuim? Let him mention Becholoshin. So he says, no, there is a Chidesh, because Shom Lishene, so it goes without saying that it's effective. But I could say, this is a Loshin Alok, so it's Goruah. According to Teisves, it's not Geruah, it's Meulah Tenshol Lishenes. So we see that the Ran also is Chelik on Teisves. So Mele, according to the Rambam, so the Chiddush is that even the Losh Nalok, and it doesn't make any difference whether it's a Losh Nalok of Losh Nakedesh or it's a Losh Nalok of Shol Lishenes. A Losh Nalok does not have the din of the Losh from which it is a Losh Nalok. So Mele, it's only on the level of Shol Lishenes. But even to be on the level of Sholishenes, so it's only if in that particular mokim it is spoken. But if in that particular mokim it's not spoken, so it's not a loshen. Mashenkin, if it's a loshen gomu, French. So even if he says Kriya Shema in French in New York or in Chicago where it's not spoken, so it's still a loshen because it's not a loshen alok. So in other words, the raye of the Mishneh Brura from the Ritva Nidorim is not a raya, because the Ritva Nidorim has reference to Kinuyim, which is Losh Nalok. Then he mentions also a raya, Chafosi Oimecha, Chafosi B'Yehude Mikudeshes, Shechim B'Yehude, Kirin La'arus Achufo, so again it's not a raya, because Chafosi B'Yehude is Losh Nalok, because Charufo is not in Loshin HaKedesh, it does not have, in the Mishpat HaLoshin, in Loshin HaKedesh, Harufosi is not Kedushin. It's not Kedushin. V'oraya, the Gemara says, that only according to Mandoma, the Shifra Harufe is a Miyochedes Levet Ivrei. So then only Yehuda have chavufos in Yehuda mikodeshes can be called not. But according to Mandoma, the shifra harufa is chetzre shifra v'chetzre bascherin hamureses levedivri. So mele in the mishpat aloshen of the Torah of loshen kodesh. So harufa means kedushin because shifra harufa itself is a mikodeshes. It's a chetzre shifra v'chetzre bascherin hamureses levedivri. So in other words, so when do we say that im chavufos only Yehuda is mikodeshes and bigol not mikodeshes? Only according to Mandoma, the shifra harufa is mikodeshes levedivri. So that means in the mishpat aloshen harufa does not mean kedushin. But Yehuda they use it, so it's a loshen alog. If it's a loshen alog, so only Yehuda be called not. But Mashenkin, well, it's a loshen gomu. So it's an only sheness. So in other words, if somebody will recite Kriya Shema in Chinese in America, it's certainly not spoken. But if it's a loshen gomu, not a loshen alog, he'll be it. Yes.
Practically, what a lot of languages started out as corruptions, then they become.
Yeah, but every language. But then it became a new language. So then it's not considered Loshen Aluch. When is it considered Loshen Aluch? Now, I don't think that Yiddish, even though it started out as a jargon of German, that now the Aluch, it would be considered as Loshen Aluch. Because now it's already a language, and those who speak Yiddish, they're not even mishaving to speak German. Who intends to speak German when he speaks Yiddish? But let's say it's only if it is in that stage that it is not current as a separate language, but only as a jargon. So then we say only in the Mikemes where the people use that Loshen Aluch. But if they don't use that Loshen Aluch, not. So all the languages developed as a jargon. That means that there is a common origin to all the languages, but once they become a separate language, then it's not a Loshen Aluch. It's not a separate Loshen Aluch. So in other words, if somebody will be able to be Mikayim, the mitzvah of Krishna, if he recites Krishna in Yiddish, even in a place where no one speaks Yiddish, he'll still be Mikayim, because it's not a Loshen Aluch anymore. Alright, now I just want, really today, I want to discuss the Rashi and this Gemara of Harini Nozim, Nacharzani, Nazagim, Nataklachas, Natume. So, Harini Nozim, Cholde, Yukri, Zirasol. Mas nissen der Leuk Reb Shimon. Die Tanya Reb Shimon Eimeir, in Chaye Vat Shiyoda Mikulo. Verabono Namre, Afilu Loi Nozara Ud Echad Minei, Have Nozim. My time with Reb Shimon, Oma Kro, Mikola Sheyose, Migef Nayayim, Chatzan, Ngatzak. So from this posik, he learns out that if he's not Nizir from all the Nihukim of Nizires, so he's not in Nozim. V'rabbonon, my time, omakro miyayin v'sheicha yazir. V'rab Shimon name, haksiv miyayin v'sheicha yazir. Ha'u mi boyelei lesa yayin mitzvah ki yayin oshus. Now, so we see that the Gemara asks for a mokir, for the Rabbonon's din. How do you know from which posik do the Rabbonon deduce that if someone said, Arini nozem nechatzanim nazagim, and he didn't say, Umnataglachas nat, natume nat, he is in nozem. So, how do we know? So the Gemara says, because miyayim b'sheicha yazim. So that means that without a special posik, the Rabbonon couldn't say that when one says, Arini nozem nechatzanim nazagim, so, ob nat natablachas natumo, so is in nozem chol de dukin zirasol. Then the Gemara asks, my time with Reb Shimon? So the Gemara says, mikolash yarasim migeven ayayim chatzanim v'atzak. So only because there is exeris akosu. But if there wouldn't be exeris akosu, so then Reb Shimon wouldn't say what he says. Now the question arises, monefshach, what should we say without any posik? Suppose there had been no posik. No posik, one way or the other. What should we say Misalas for? So from the Gemara's kasha, that the Gemara asks, V'rabono, the Gemara says, V'rabono, my time, O makom yayim v'sheicho yazir, so that implies that without that, according to Rabbonon, if there hadn't been a posik, they would say that he is in Ozim, that he is not in Ozim. And from the Gemara's kasha, my time, the Reb Shimon, so it appears that if there hadn't been a posik, so he would be in Ozim. So that seems that Rabbonon and Reb Shimon are chilik in Svoras Afuches. That's not Mistaber. So obviously, without any posik, So, bein according to Rabbanon, bein according to Rab Shimon, if someone would say, "Harini nozer minachatzanim nazagi, minataglachas minatumenat," so then he would be a limited nozer. He would be a limited nozer. Now we have a limited nizires. Now nizir Shimshen itself is a certain type of nizires. I mean, he is also a b'siyas yayin. He is also a b'tiglachas, but he is not also a b'tumas meisim. All right, so nizires Shimshen was. Al pi adibu, but there is such a nizires. So mele, if the Gemara asks the Rabbanon my time, because without a posik, so then the Rabbanon should say mitzad asvore. If somebody, after all, nizires is chal fukabol. So if a person is mikabel limited nizires, he should be chal limited nizires. So he should have a din of nozi only gabi siyas yayin and not likabe tiklachas and tumen without a posik. So why do the Rabbonim say that if someone says Arini Nozer Nachatzanim Nazagi and Natiklachas in Tume, he is a Nozer in everything because of his special Zazakos? Now, then the Gemara asks also, my time with Reb Shimon. So because Reb Shimon says that if someone says Arini Nozer Nachatzanim Nazagi, so not only that he's not in Nizires, so that all the Dukin Nizires should be Chalanim, he's not a Nozer in anything. So be Shleime that. Reb Shimon says, "Behold, the duki that there is not bound by all the dini of nizires." That we understand because Reb Shimon doesn't darsh the droshe of the rabbonon of Yai Mishicha Yazia. But let him mecholat boches be bound by the nizires of Yai of Chatzani, and Reb Shimon says that he is not in nozir, not even limited nizires. So that Reb Shimon must deduce from a posik. But if there had been no posik, so Bein Rabbon and Bein Rab Shimon would say he's a limited nozer. That we see from the Gemara. Alright. Now, Rab Shimon name, haksiv miyayim v'sheicho yazir. So the Gemara asks, so how does Rab Shimon apply the posik of miyayim v'sheicho yazir? Hahu miboyolei le'esei yayim mitzvei ki yayin oshis. Yayin oshis. Mayi kdushe v'avdaute. Harimush bebeim lov mars inai. So Teis says, Rashi does not explain it with me, or as Rav Netam explains it, as Teis explains it. But Rashi explains it b'nechuse, not with me, not harimush bebeinu v'arsinayu. No, but the Gemara says, according to Rashi, he knows here, harimush bebeinu v'arsinayu. So how is it possible that the Posik should tell us that the Nozir is also in Yayim Kiddush Vavdole. It's impossible that the Posik tells us that the Nozir is also in Yayim Kiddush Vavdole. In other words, it's inconceivable that the Nozir should be also in Yayim Kiddush Vavdole. A Nozir has to be Mutar in Yayim Kiddush Vavdole. Why? Why is it such a halacha pshutim, so poshet, according to Rashi, that it's not even conceivable that the Zerzakosov tells us is awesome. So Teises is Chelik Amrashi, and Teises explains, "Beat me all. Hari Mushbe v'Masinayu. Is he Mushbe v'Emid? He's not even Mechuyev Midraisa to drink wine. The Midraisa is only Mechuyev to say Dvorim Be'alme Kiddush. There is no mitzvah of Yayin. So why do we need a posik? But according to Rashi, the Kashi is Hari Mushbe v'Masinayu. So it's how is it possible that the posik should tell us that the Nozir is also in Yayim Kiddush Vavdol? It's impossible. Why is it impossible? V'arimush bevim v'asinayu, v'chziv zochre sima shavos likache, zochre yu ala yayin, ein li elo b'chnis osei, b'tzi osei min ayin, v'kaim lundi nishma vat l'sa mitzvah poter, v'yas yeshvuim vat l'mitzvah, v'im teima, hotnan chima bin dorim b'shvue, shechina nedecho ala mitzvah, kidvar oshus, v'ish kiidane l'adishem psi, afilu b'mide l'adishem. So in other words, so he has the kashi. So why couldn't it be? Why couldn't we say that he knows here is osir in Yayim Kiddush V'Avdole, and that the neder of Nizires is chal on Yayim Kiddush V'Avdole in the same way as the neder as Nidre Yisir is chal Levatul Mitzvah. So if someone takes a neder Yisir and he asks a kinim sukkah, so it's chal and he cannot sit in the sukkah. So here too, this is what the posik tells us. Maybe that's the pshat in the posik. Miyayim v'sheicho yazir. That the neder of nizires is chal and yayim kiddush v'avdole. So like Kashi. Doloi have eloki gain. The Oma Yishima Sukalai. The Isere Solov. The Machin Sodom the Rosary. Avoli Momakinim Shalishim Bisuko. Ain't be dwarf clue. The Ochemaskino of Bindog and the very Vilomitori. So what did he say? That is only shire by neder in the Risa. Because by neder he says, so it's a heft. So the heft becomes us. Mashein came where he says, Kenim Shalayesh Bisuko, Emidor of Klum. So what's the pshat Kenim Shalayesh Bisuko, Emidor of Klum? So Emidor of Klum, because not only, not because of Bidud Vamitzvah, because neder is a heftze. So he has to ask the heftze, not ask himself. So what is he saying? That this aloche, that neder is chal levat v'amitzvah is only shayer by neder isa, because that's a nisachevtze. Mashenke nizires is not a nisachevtze, but because nizires is a gavre. That means that the shita of the Rami of Rashi Nozer is that it's a gavre. So maybe if it's a gavre, so it's analogous to shmue. So maybe it's not chal levat v'amitzvah. So maybe it's even inconceivable that the posik should tell us that the neder of nizires, that the nozir is also like kish vadore. But then if nizires is analogous to shvuye, not to nidriyiseya, not to neder, so then the other rashi is difficult. Now, what is the Gemara answer? Eloki hodom arove, shvuye sheeshte, v'choza v'oma, harini nozir, asya nizires, chali al shvu, v'hayne esor, eloki hodom arove, שווה שאשתה, וחוזה ואומר הרי נוזיר, אס לנזיר אסחל יעל שווה, והיינה דקאו מעלס, היה עם מצווה לנשבר לישליס, כי היה נושוס, וחיתאי מייש לנשבר, מפעצמי לנשבר בעסינה, מה נפשך? If we apply the הלוכר of נשבר לבד לבד מצווה, that is not חל לגבי שווה, if we apply it to נזיר אס also, that נזיר אס is not חל לבד לבד מצווה, just the שווה is not חל לבד לבד מצווה, So in the case of Shvu Sheshte, because of Omar in Nozir, it shouldn't be Chal Levat La Mitzvah. After all, here it's Mochomu, the Yisya. Even according to Rashi, that Yai Kiddush Ala Yayin is the Raise, but the Yisya of Shvu is Mochomu than the Mitzvah Sasei of Zohar Asim HaShabbos Lekachet. So Monefshech, if vis-a-vis the Yisya, the Mitzvah Kalo of Zohar Asim HaShabbos Lekachet, so according to Rashi, so Nizires is not Chal, so certainly vis-a-vis the Aveiro Chmuro of Shvue, where he took a Shvue Sheeshte, and then he said Arini Nozir, so certainly it should be analogous to Shvue, it shouldn't be Chal. That's Rashi's Kashi. Oh, so why not become unless he had mitzvah, nish balish, it's kaya oshus. Vichitei memayish, nish ben piyatsu, nish bar sinai, hoch amrin olay behedim, misach ha-shvue, שבוע שיכול כיכרזו וחוזה ואומר שבוע שלא יכלנו על ראשינו חייב משום שבוע הסביטו ועל השינו חייב משום שבוע השוב ועושה מפורש תיימי ומיועיק על המשמני דיקום החייב להשניו אף על גב דהב נשבע למה תלסה מצווה לנזירס נאמר חי להייד נשבע משתסייה. So this Rashi is difficult anyway, because Rashi deduces from this Gemara of שבוע שיחל כיכרזו וחוזה ואומר שבוע שלא יכלנו על השינו חיים שפיו הסביטו ועל השינו חיים שפיו השוב that נזירס ישחל על שבוע. But so the question is on the contrary, from there we see that it's not חל, because he is not חיים שפיו הסביטו, he is חיים שפיו השוב. So on the contrary, that's one question of Rashi. But another thing is מוכח from Rashi, that we couldn't say the pshat in Rashi, in the first Rashi, when Rashi says we can't learn the nishba v'atla sa mitzvah, poter, v'as yishvu in v'atla mitzvah, that nizires is gavre, not chefze. Because if Rashi shite had been that nizires is gavre, not chefze, not like the ritvo in Nidorim, so then he couldn't say that it's analogous to shvu, because by nishba v'atla sa mitzvah is poter, is poter, is not chal, because it's gav. So nishbal vatla sa mitzvah. So if we say that the pshat in Rashi here is the kaimel nishbal vatla sa mitzvah poter, so memele nizires is not chal an yain kiddush be'abdole. So because Nizires is Gavre, so if so that means that Nizires is analogous to Shvuye. So why does he say Rashi in connection of Shvuye Sheeshte? Because of Omarini Nozir that Nizires is Chal. So if the Nizires is Chal in the case of Shvuye Sheeshte, because of Omarini Nozir, obviously because Nizires is not like Shvuye, Nizires is like Neder. So Mele it's Chal Ivatul Vamitzvah, even though first he made Shvuye Sheeshte. And then he says, "Arini Nozir." So the neder of Nizires is levatim the shvuye, levatim va mitzvah. But Nizires, the neder of Nizires is chepte, like nidreiser. So mele it's chal levatel va mitzvah. So how can he say in the first Rashi that it's analogous to Shvuye when in the second Rashi he says that it's analogous to Neder? So we have to understand what is the shita of Rashi. Now I think that Rashi shita is. That Nizires is Chepze. And because of the Rashi, further, Uminot Eimred, Reb Shimon Lesle Yisa, Chalal Yisa, Litanya Reb Shimon Eimer. Now then the Gemara, let's go over the next piece of Gemara. So we'll see that from the other Rashi, it's Mashma, that Rashi Shite is that Nizires is Chepze. And not just Chepze, the way the Ritvon Nidorim says, because the Yayin is Oser. But it's like Kain and Pili the Buri. So everything is Chepze. Yain is Chepze, not only Yain is Chepze, Tiglachas is Chepze, and Tumas Meisim is Chepze. So when one takes a neder of Nizires, in effect, he assers his goof, his pivli Yain, and the assers is Reishli Tiglachas, as the Marit mentions in the name of the Marit Basa. So, and the assers is goof, the Tume, it's Chepze like Kenim Pili the Bull. That's Muchach from the Rashi prayer. Now let's see the Gemara. So how can they apply the posik of Yayin v'sheicho yazir that even if he was mikabel just mechatzani min azagim, so he becomes a full nazir? Because after all, that roshe, that posik is to be applied to the aloche of le'ese Yayin mitzik Yayin v'shus. Im kein so gemar in the teretz, im kein le'im ekrom Yayin. My Sheikho Shmamis Mitad. Reb Shimon, Hani Taimed Kosa of Sheikho, Laluf Sheikha Sheikho Lemidish. The Zib Yayim Sheikha Altesh, Ato Venecho Ito. So, in other words, so you learn out Maga Binozi, Yayim de Mitzia, Abu Shomashkin, Loi, Abgabi Mikdosh Name, Yayim de Mitzia, Abu Shomashkin, Hamishtakhin Loi. Ulafukim Rabbi Yude Tain Rabbi Yude Eimer Ochel Tveilo Kilis Vishos Odvash Vicholov Vinichas Lemikdosh Chayev. So even Shodvar Mamshakrim. So Ulafukim Rabbi Yude. Shodvar Mamshakrim Nat. Iboi Seime. Reb Shimon Lesle Yisa Cholal Yisa. Tisha Ditanye Reb Shimon Eimer Oichol Nevele Biyema Kippurim Mispot. Now let's see how Rashi explains it. Iboi Seime. Hai Netaimed Reb Shimon Diomar In Chayev Bin Nizires Ache Yazer Mikulon. Bistam, the Omar Harini knows it. The Reb Shimon Litaimi, the Lesli Yisa Chol Alisa. For Haname Ke Osa Atzme Min Achatzani Mum Nazagim, V'chaylo Ali Nizires, Lo Yose Yidoch Polgeni Tiglachas V'tume, V'chaylo Yola. Iname Ke Yisa Atzme Na Yayin, Lo Yose Yisa Tiglachas V'tume, V'chaylo Yisa Yayin L'Shavi Nedadon. Not like Teisves. Teisves says, Reb Shimon, So today he says, Vilaf koho cheava mineichel nishbashaloi lishteis, vishu vizia, binozia, vishose viyayin, loi chayva nizires, komashno koin seved miyayin, vishaychod nishbashaloi lishteis keize, vene binozia boba vishose keiz, lo ketart. But Rashi says that the reason is that, because according to the first lotion, so how does Reb Shimon know that if one says, Arini nozim lechatzani, he's not a nozir at all, because he learns it out from the posik, from miyayin vishaycho yazir, according to the second lotion, Reb Shimon knows that if someone says, Harin Nozim Chatzan Nazagi, so he's not in Nozir at all, because Reb Shimon Ishito say, that he is a Chalal Yisera. So Mimele, it's not Chayer, that if someone says, Harin Nozim Nayayim, Bilbad, that he should become a Nozir. So the question is, what's the pshat in this Rashi? In Yisachal Alisa is only Shayach when
Reb Shimon says, Einisa Chalalisa. So, Reb Shimon says that if it's Noso Chai, Makach Noso Meis, so since a certain Isha became Asur on a certain person, on the score of Achis Isha, and the score of Isha Sach, so then it's first it was Noso Chai, and then it is Noso Meis. So Reb Shimon says, even though it became Lel, so it cannot be Chal, so the Isha of Achis Isha cannot be Chal on the same Isha. Because she was already Asura before on the score of the Isra of Ishesach. So Nosachai and Vachach Nosameis, so first she became Asura. So she became Asura on the person on the score of Ishesach. So when it's Nosameis, she cannot become Asura on the score of Achis Isha. So it's the same Chatich, the same Isha. So if the same Isha became Asura first, on the score of Eshesach, she cannot become affected with the Iser of Achis Isha. So, when can we apply the halacha of an Iser Chal al Iser if one Iser is to be Chal on the same Chatiche on another Iser? But that doesn't mean that just because a person is bound by one Iser, he cannot become bound by another Iser. I mean, whenever a person, a boy, becomes Bar Mitzvah, So first he becomes bound by one Iser, and then he becomes bound by another Iser. It's different chatiches. So let's say he becomes bar mitzvah, so he becomes osir to eat nevele. Then someone is mevashel bosor and cholov, so he becomes osir in bosor and cholov. It's a different chatiche. You couldn't say. I mean, for a moment, apply the concept of an Iser Chal al Iser according to Reb Shimon, just because he already became osir with the Iser, Nivele, Somemele, another Chaticha of Bosom Cholov should not become Oseh for him. Only when it's the same Chaticha. So here, so he says, if he says, Harini Nozom Nayayim. And so he wasn't, so the first moment, when he said, Harini Nozom Nayayim, just Nayayim, he wasn't Oseh, Minataglachas Minatum. So then, the next moment, he has to be Oseh, Minataglachas Minatum. So this Atiglachas, this Atumo, has to be Chal on the Iser Yayin. So in Iser Chal al Iser. I mean, if Rashi Shite is that Nozer is Iser Gavre, so it's like a person who first became Oseh in eating Nevele, and then he becomes Oseh in eating Bosa B'Cholov. So it's not Shayach to say in Iser Chal al Iser. And even if Rashi Shite is that Shias Yayin is in Iser Hefze, so the Yain is Oseh, but then when it becomes Oseh in Tiklachas and Tumo, that's something else. It's a different Chatiche. So how can we apply the concept of Nisach al Iser? I mean, it doesn't even make sense. So obviously the Shita Sarah Rashi is like the Shita of the Marit Basol that the Marit mentions, that it is a Hefze, but it's not ordinary Hefze, as the Ritva says in Italian. Because when he says Arini Nozir, so in effect he asks the Yain. No. But it's Kenan Pili the Bur. In other words, so the Nizirah Sishal, by assering his goof, Lishias Yayin is Pel Yayin. What do you mean, Pe? It doesn't mean just a Pe. When a person drinks wine, it's not just the mouth that drinks, the whole person drinks wine. So, Mimele, if the Marie Basel says that it's like Kenan Pili the Buri, so it means that he asks his goof, Lishias Yayin. He asks his goof to Tumas Meisim. He asks his reish with the glachas. It's not just the reish. So in other words, so his goof is not the gavre. His goof is the hefze, according to Marim Bas. It's the hefze. So when he said, when someone al din edarisa says kenin pili di buri, so ragli li luchi, so it's so that goof is objectified. It's the hefze. So Mimele Nizires is a Nisa Hefze. So it's the same Chatiche. The Gavre, the Kuf Anozia. This Gavre is objectified through the nether of Nizires. And that's the Hefze. So it's the same Chatiche. So since at first, he said, Harini Nozir Mim Nachatzan Mim Nazagim. Harini Nozir Mishias Yayin. Lo Mim Nataglachas Mim Natum. So Mimele, after all, he cannot be Basachas. Bichal
the Yisr of Shias Yayin and the Yisr of the Glachas and Tumei. Because after all, Nizires is not, the Yisr of Nizires is not something that the Torah imposes upon him. He has to be Mikabel. And he was Mikabel, a Niyug of Nizires of Shias Yayin. So the first second, it has to be Chal Gabi Yayin. Once it is Chal Gabi Yayin, then there is a Xeres HaKosuf. Then there is a Xeres HaKosuf that Ein Nizires L'Chatzoyin, and it's Chal Ligabi Tiglachas, Ligabi Tiglachas, and Ligabi Tumetu. But first, so it has to be Chal Ligabi Yayin, because that's his Kabbalah. So Mimele, he asks himself, it's Kenem Pili Shias Yayin, it's Kenem Gufili Shias Yayin. So his Guf, that's the Heft. His Guf, that's the Heftze. So that's the Chatiche that he asks Lishias Yayin. And then the next split second, so because of the aloche of Nizires L'Chatzoyin, so his Guf should be also Ali Tumetu. So it's the same Chatiche. So he's saying it's a Chalalisa. That's the Shite. So even though, so Mimele, and even though it's like Kalel, but Rav Shimon holds and it's a Chalalisa, even the Macy. I mean, here it's really Macy, because there are two kinds of Macy. There is one type of Macy is like Noso Mes Vahaki Noso Chai. So first the Yisrael of Achesisho is Chal and Isho, and then the Yisrael of Ishes Aches to be Chal. So since it's Chal Ligabi Shorachim, so it's Chal Ligabi Disach too. So that's one type of Isha Macy. And then there is another type of Isha Macy. Then there is another type of Isha Macy, like Hegdesh is Chal and Chilev. And Chilev, because Chilev is only Osab Achille, he doesn't involve in Isra Noye. But when he's Magdish the Behemo, so then he becomes Osab Anoye too. So since it involves an additional Isra, even though it's this, the same Chatiche, so that's an Isra Macy. So the Gemara says only Rab Shimon, because Rab Shimon holds in Isra Chal Isra, being Isra Kelel, even Isra Macy. Ibn is a Masif. So even is a Masif in Isachal Isa. Mashenkin according to the Rabbanon, so here it's like an Isa Masif, it's like the type of Isa Masif that Hekdesh is Chal and Chilev, because it involves an additional Isa. Here too, it's the same Chatiche. It's not an additional Chatiche, because the Gavri is the Chatiche, but it involves additional Isulim. First, the first, at the very outset, So he answers the Heftze, his Gavre, his Guf, as if he objectifies it. And that's the Heftze. So Mimele, he answers it, Ligabi Shias Yayin, and then it has to be, it has to be Oseh, Ligabi Tiglachas into Mesmesim, so it's an additional Iseh. So it's like an Isa Mesim. But Rav Shimon holds, in Isa Chal Isa, Bein Bisa Kelel, Bein Bisa Mesim. So we see from this Rashi that Rashi Shite is like the Mari Basin, that is Nisa Hefte. It's Mari Basin. But it's possible, I mean, I don't know, that as a result of answering his goof, we see as Yayin, as the Mari Basin says, so Mimele, the Yayin itself also becomes Osa. In the same way, as I said in the Shir Nidorin, I mean, that those Rishayim who say that Posabcholov and Vele Treifes are all Isurei Gavre. So they don't mean that there is no Shem Isa. They mean that basically it's an Isa Gavre, because the Isa Gavre is the foundation of the Shem Isa. Why is there a Shem Isa of Nevele and the Heftze? Because of the Isa Torah of Nevele. Mashiach came by Neder, so on the contrary. The basic thing is the Isa Hefze, because he asks the Hefze. So Mimele, the Isa Gabriel Bal Yachol is Chal. So that means that in all Isurim, the Veilas Treifes, Basa Becholov, there is an Isa Hefze, but the Isa Hefze emanates from the Isa Gabriel. So even though Rashi Shite appears to be like the Mari Basin, but he still could agree that as a result of answering his goof, Lishias Yayin, so Mimele, the Yayin itself acquires a Shemisa. But I don't know, I mean, it's not Mukhar. But one thing is clear, that Rashi Shite is that the Neder of Nizires in its essence is, as the Mari Basin says, that he answers his goof, Lishias Yayin, it's like any pili de buri. So the goof is the Heftze. So mele, so it's the same chatiche. So his goof is a chatiche, so it's the same chatiche. So once the chatiche, the goof, becomes oser, yasas is goof, yasas yayim, so then it cannot become oser, the iser of the glachas and tumas meisim cannot be chalis on the same chatiche, even though it's an isa meisim. Even though it's an isa meisim. Alright. So that's a raya from this Rashi. So nizire, so Rashi shite, so from this Rashi it says muchach. That according to Rashi, so Nizires is Isachet, as the Marim Pasi says. Now, if Nizires is an Isachet, so we can understand as to why the Neder of Nizires is Chal and Shmuel. Even though he said, Shmu Oshesh Teyayin, and then he said, Arin Nozir, so the Neder of Nizires is Chal and the Shmuel. Because it's hefze, so it's chal about the bar mitzvah. Just as neder is chal when he answers the sukkah, he answers the matzah, and so on. But now, I don't want to discuss now the difficulty in the second Rashi, but what's the raif from the Mishnah in Shvuyim? There the Mishnah says that he's chayev on the second Shvuyim, such a shov. That's not because it's chal, on the contrary, that's because it's not chal. That's something else. I'll soon discuss that. But we understand this why Rashi says that vis-a-vis Shvuah Shesh Deyayin because of Omar Harini Nozir. So then the Nizires is Chal because it's Isachevt. Because it's Isachevt. So it's Isachevt. So Mimele. So it's like Shvuah Shesh. So it is just as if someone said Shvuah Shesh and then he didn't take another of Nizires. But he asked the yayin, not mitiras nizires, mitiras nizir. He asked the yayin. So then, men rishenim say that it's chal. Neder is chal and shvue. Neder is chal and shvue. So the question is now. So neder is chal and shvue. But the question is, so since nizires is nisachevtze, so the first Rashi is difficult. So why does Rashi say that the neder of Nizires is not Chalayim Kirshvav Dole, and it's even inconceivable to say that the posik of Yayim Mishaycho Yazir implies that it is Chal. In other words, it's analogous to Shvuy, but Nezer is a Hevtze. So it's analogous to Neder, and Nizires is a Hevtze. It's analogous to Neder, not to Shvuy. Now, apparently Rashi here in Nozir holds that since the halacha of nishba levatlas amitzvah is not chal, is deduced from the posik of liachol dvorei, and the love of liachol dvorei certainly applies to neder, the love of liachol dvorei. I mean, there is a discussion as to whether there is one is eva bal yachol by shvue, but there is no discussion in regard to neder. So it goes without saying that neder, that the love of bal yachol applies to neder. And since the drosh of Dvorin in Meichel, of Meichel Hefti Shemai, that the Gemara applies to Shvue, so that drosh is deduced from the love of Bal Yachol, and the love of Bal Yachol certainly applies to Nedea. So Rashi Shite is that even the drosh of Meichel Hefti Shemai applies to Nedea as well. But how can we say that? But it's Gemara Mefereshes that Nedea is Chal Levatel Mamitzvah. Now, let's see the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Omar Rav Gidl, Omar Shmuel, Menayin Shemishboin La'avra Mitzvahs. Talmudim Al Yachol Dvor, Dvor Al Yech, Avol Meichel Retz Shemay. Ma'ish Neder Nechsi Vishki Yida Neder Al Hashem Yachol Dvorei. The Rosh Na Posik is Ishki Yida Neder Al Hashem O Yishom Ashvur Leeser Iser Al Nafshei Lo Yachol Dvorei. So Yachol Dvorei is mentioned in the Torah in Matteis after Yida Neder Al Hashem and after Yishom Ashvur Leeser Iser Al Nafshei, but he says, "Ish ki yida neder adishem, or yishov ashvua, or yishov ashvua, leser gisar al nafshe, liyachol dvorei." So the Gemara asks, "How do you know that neder is chal levatel dvar mitzvah? Because the Torah says, 'Ish ki yida neder adishem.' What it means, adishem, even al dvar mitzvah, so it's chal. So maybe the adishem modifies the yishov ashvua also, and the pshat in ki ish ki yida neder." Ladishem o yishov ashvua. So in other words, how do you know that the ladishem it relates to Yida Neder and not to Yishav HaShvo. So, Shvo Namo Oksivu Yishav HaShvo Al Hashem, Liyachud Vorek, Omar Abaye, Hodom, so Omar Abaye, Hodom HaYishiv HaSukolai, Hodom HaShvo Yishav HaYishiv HaSukolai. So it's Mistabe, that since Neder is in Yishav HaShvo, that Al Hashem modifies Yida Neder, it doesn't modify Yishav HaShvo. It's Mistabe. So that means that the Gemara is saying that the Ladishem relates to Yidden Eder, not to Yishav HaShvo. So that means there is Exeres HaKosov. That Neder is Chal Levatel Dvar Mitzvah. Neder is Chal Levatel Dvar Mitzvah. If there hadn't been Exeres HaKosov of Ladishem, then I would say, since there is a Drosh of Dvorin Meichlav Meichlav Chepsi Shemayim, and the love of Bayachal certainly applies to Neder and to Shue, so mainly the droshe of Meichlav Chepsi Shemayim applies to Neder and Shue. But there is another Xeres HaKosuf of Yidden Eder Ladishem that is Chalvat Levam Mitzvah. But even though there is another Xeres HaKosuf Ladishem that it's Chalvat Levam Mitzvah, so it doesn't mean that the Ladishem implies that the whole Aloche of Avol Meichlav Chepsi Shemayim has no Shaychas to Neder. The aloha of Michal Chepsi Shemayim has a shaykhas to Neder as well. But, as Nimuki Yisef says, that Nimuki Yisef has the kashe, I mentioned Nimuki Yisef. Now, if somebody says, Kenem is suke olai, so it's chal vatal va mitzvah. So he's not allowed to sit in the suke and sukes. But why shouldn't we say, Esedechaleisesek. So, Mimela the Esed, the essay of Basuke Stage with Shiva Siomim or Boer of Techlo Matzeis, where Yasa de Matze should be Deiche, the love of the Yachl Dvore. So the Ritva says, because in Yasa Dechle is a Sevese. But the Muki Yisef is a little different than the Ritva. And the Muki Yisef says, here it's not Shaykh to say Yasa Dechle is a Sevese. Even if there is no Lysa Sevese, even if there hadn't been a Lysa Sevese, the Mukhaisa says there is a Lysa Sevese too, but even if there hadn't been a Lysa Sevese, there couldn't be Trie, because suppose we do say Trie. So the love of Liachl Dvor is Nitre. So then Besdin will tell him, you can sit in the Sukkah, you can eat a Matzeh, but he still will not be able to be Mikai in the Mitzvah, because since the Neder was Chal, the Neder was Chal Levat Kvam Mitzvah, so the Sukkah became Moseah, the Matzah became Moseah, so mainly it acquired the Shem Miseah, so it's a Mitzvah of Avere, so he couldn't even become the Mitzvah. So mainly it's not Shayach to say Yesed Echel Eze Se. It's not even Shayach to say Yesed Echel Eze Se. Some Achenim has the Kashe, the Nefesh Chayu has the Kashe. So, let's say, Esrika Lulev HaGozul, so he's not becoming the Mitzvah. Because mitzvah bo maver, so yes, the kashe led the essay of ulkachtem lochem by yemarishin b'deicha the love of the six, love of the six. So then he says kimdumani that there is a Ramban and the Rashbo that essay is not deicha yelise self not lochaver. There is such a Ramban. That's the Ramban in Emea. That, but we don't have to resort to this teret, because here it's not shayach to say essay deicha leisa se. Suppose an essay is deicha leisa se of not mechaber, and the essay of lukacht mechem bayim arishin could be deicha the love of lisixel, but it still wouldn't be mekayim the mitzvah, because the aloha of mitzvah mavere does not depend upon the avere of the gavre. The raya is from misuko gzulo bikarka. So then he's mekayim the mitzvah. So the mechaskinu has the kashe, but he shouldn't be mekayim the mitzvah because it's mitzvah b'mavire. So my father, I mentioned it many times, my father said, because mitzvah b'mavire does not depend upon the avire of the gavre, but upon the shem levay of avire of the chefze. And that's the Yerushalmi in Shabbos. Tamon ha-mitzvah avire, bram hoche in ha-mitzvah avire. Oh, because gozul has the shem levay of avire. So memele, even if we were to say that the essay of Ulkacht Melochem Bayim Orishen could be the Eichel Lava of the Sixth. It's not the Eichel, because as the Ramban says in Chumash, it's a Lysis of Nodmachavere. But even if we could say that it is the Eichel, so then the Shem Levay of Avere wouldn't be Poka. Because Gozl has a stigma, Gozl. It has a Shem Levay of Avere. It has a Shem Levay of Avere. So Memele, it couldn't be Mikhail the Mitzvah anyway. So Memele, it's not Shayach to say Deiche. This is what the Nukhi Yisef says. Even if it hadn't involved Eleise Seveese, just Eleise Se, so the Ese of Sukkah, of Matzeh, could not of Esrik, could not be deiche, the love of Oyach Dvorei, because even if it would be deiche, but since Nedar is Chale Vatel Vamitzvah, so it has Hashem Levi of Yisea, so Memele is a mitzvah Mavere, he wouldn't even be Mekayim the mitzvah. He wouldn't even kind of say, that's what Mukhezi says. And the Rambam Pirsha Mishnah in Dorim says the same thing, that he couldn't even be Mikai in the mitzvah. The Ritva also says, but the Ritva says, in Esed Echalesis Vese. So we have to understand the Ritva. Why does he have to resort to in Esed Echalesis Vese? Since he mentions the concept of mitzvah b'mavere, but I don't want to discuss it now. But anyway, Mukhezi says that even if he didn't have Echalesis Vese, just Echalesis Vese, we couldn't say in Esed Echalesis Vese, because even if the Vese would be Echalesis Vese, he still wouldn't be Mikayin the mitzvah. Now, for suppose someone would gazel an esrik because of koach nefesh, he still wouldn't be able to be mikayim the mitzvah of dalet minim with that esrik, because mitzvah bo mavere is not based upon the avere of the gavre. True, the gavre had no avere. The gavre is not a sinner, is not a chayte. But a shem levay of avere, the esrik has, it's a shem gozel. So memele, since neder is chalivat of a mitzvah, so memele it acquires a shem iser, the chefze de suke, becomes osir. The esrik becomes osir, the matzah becomes osir. So memele, he couldn't even be yetze the mitzvah, even if there would be tchiye. So memele, it's not shayach to say that there should be tchiye, because even if there would be tchiye, he wouldn't be mikayim the mitzvah. This one Mekhi Yisim says. So memele, that means that as a result of the gzeras hakosuf of kiyida neder lad Hashem, that neder is chal levatel dvar mitzvah, that the suke becomes osir. So memele, he is mafkia the possibility. He negates the possibility of fulfilling the mitzvah. So memele, as a result of the gzeras hakosuf of ki yida neder lad Hashem, the suke is not chefzi shamayim anymore. It's excluded from the category of chefzi shamayim. True, there is aloche of loyachol dvorei nemeichol, avol meichol chefzi shamayim. That chefzi shamayim, that neither shvuye nor neder nor any afloye, whatever it is, that no afloy is chal on the category of chefzi shamayim. It's not chal. So then you ask, but we see that neder is chal. The answer is, neder is chal because of the gzeras hakosuf of kiyida neder lad Hashem. So because of that gzeras hakosuf, the neder, so the suke becomes osir. So mimele, even if he would sit in the suke, he wouldn't be mikayim the mitzvah. So mimele, by taking the neder, he negates the character of chefzi shamayim from the sukkah, because he couldn't even be mekayim the mitzvah. So memele, he doesn't come within the aloche avol meichel chefzi shamayim. But suppose we visualize a case where someone takes a neder to be mevatel dvar mitzvah, but even if the neder is chal, it still does not negate the possibility of fulfilling the mitzvah. So then, the aloche avu meichel lechefzi shamayim would still apply to nedatum. This example is Yain Kiddush V'Avdom. Because now I would like to know, it's aloche pshute that if somebody, that's a Yerushalmi, if somebody gazels a matzeh and he eats it, so he's not mekayim the mitzvah of matzeh. That's a Gemara Meforeshes. If somebody gazels a lulev and he takes it, he's not mekayim the mitzvah. And by suke, so we have a special gzeras hakosuf, the suke gzulo. But all the Rishonim say that even without the gzeras hakosuf, so a suke gzulo, you wouldn't be able to be mekayim the mitzvah because of mitzvah avir, and there's the kashe, why do we have to resort to a special posik? All right, so that the utzim. But so in all these cases, he couldn't be mekayim the mitzvah. What would be if someone would gazel a cup of wine? Would gazel. He would take away somebody else's cup of wine, and then he would make kiddush and avdolah on that cup of wine. How is it, mistaber? He would be mekayim the mitzvah of kiddush v'avdolah not. Of course, if somebody will ask ishaile, should I gazel a cup of wine to make kiddush? Of course, he'll be told he has no heta to gazel a cup of wine. But suppose he did gazel a cup of wine and he made kiddush and avdolah, and then he'll come and ask us, should I make kiddush and avdolah over again, or not? So the answer will be, you don't have to make Kiddush and Abdullah over again. If you make Kiddush and Abdullah over again, it'll be Brach Levatole. You are Mekayim the Mitzvah.
Why? Because, as the Yerushalmi says, that if somebody guzzles a shofar and he blows that shofar on Rosh Hashanah, he's mekayim the mitzvah. The Yerushalmi is the kasha. But mitzvah b'mavere, why is it different than lulav hagozel? So the Yerushalmi says, ein b'keil din gozel. And the Rambam also mentions that in Hilchos Sheva. Ein b'keil din gozel. So what does it mean? Because the halacha of mitzvah b'mavere is based upon the shem levayo b'mavere of the chefetz of mitzvah. So sukkah is the chefetz of mitzvah. That's the chefetz of mitzvah. Matzah is the chefetz of mitzvah. Dalet minim, that's the chefetz of mitzvah. There's a chefetz of mitzvah. Let's say in regard to sukkah and to lulev. So there is a loche of zekeh v'anveyu. It has to be a beautiful lulev. It has to be a beautiful sukkah. There is a loche of zekeh v'anveyu. In regard to shefer, is there a loche that the shefer that with which you blow has to be beautiful? And if the shefer doesn't look beautiful, so you are not mekayim the mitzvah zekeh v'anveyu. No, zekeh v'anveyu only implies that the chefetz of mitzvah has to be beautiful. So shefer is not the chefetz of mitzvah. The chefetz of mitzvah is the kol. Ein mekayim din gezel. So that's why if somebody gazelt a shefer and he blew shofar on Rosh Hashanah, he's mekayim the mitzvah of shefer, because the shofar is not the chefetz of mitzvah. When can we apply the halacha of mitzvah bo ma'avere when there is a tangible chefetz of mitzvah? Keshel brocha is also a chefetz of mitzvah, but there is an intangible aspect in it, just like shefer. So the chefetz of mitzvah is the kol. The kol you can. It's not the kol is not something tangible. So keshel brocha, the chefetz of mitzvah does not consist just in the cup or even in the wine. It's the combination of the cup and the wine and the recitation of the brocha. That is the kosher brocha. But the kosher brocha, you fill up a cup and you don't say, and until you say the kiddush, the brocha on it, it's not kosher brocha. An esrik is an esrik even before. And sukkahs, the sukkah is a chefetz of mitzvah, the whole chagasukkahs. Even if nobody sits in it. Suppose somebody built a sukkah for sukkahs. And it remained idle. No one sat in it for some reason. It's still a chefetz of mitzvah. It's still a chefetz of mitzvah. But if you fill up a cup and you put it on the table, beautiful cup, and no one said kiddush over it, no one said avdolah over it, it does not have a chalei shem of kishon broche. When does it acquire a chalei shem of broche? The moment you say the broche. So mainly there is an intangible aspect in that in kishon broche. It's not something that is completely tangible, like sukkah, matzeh, esrik, lulev, and so on. There is an intangible. So it's like a call of shofar. We don't apply the aloche of mitzvah mavere. So mimele, so ligabei matzeh. So in someone, when someone, let's say, asses the matzeh alone, so mimele, he by since there is exact also for fishki the nether of Hashem, that the nether is chal. So the sukkah becomes osea. So the chalais haneder negates the possibility of fulfilling the mitzvah. So mimele the sukkah is excluded from the category of chefetz shamayim. It's impossible. Once he takes the neder and the neder is chal, if there hadn't been exeras hakosu for fadishem, so then I would say it's not chal because of dvorin emeichal mechaz shamayim. So we have exeras hakosu. You don't have a Hashem. It is chal. Once it is chal, so you thereby negate the possibility of fulfilling the mitzvah. So mainly it's not chefetz shamayim. It's not chefetz shamayim. You cannot be mekayim the mitzvah with it. What kind of chefetz shamayim is it? So mainly it's not a chefetz. So mainly it cannot be used as a chefetz of mitzvah because of mitzvah bo maveire. So it's not chefetz shamayim. So mainly it is chal too. Masheikei, if we can visualize a neder levatal dvar mitzvah in such a way, under such circumstances, that even if the neder is chal, it will still not negate the possibility of fulfilling the mitzvah, so then it still comes within the category of chefetz shamayim, so then it will not be chal. Now, that an example will be, now let's not consider nezires.
Let's take Nidriyisa Mamish. Nidriyisa Mamish. Let's say somebody took in a there in the Asat Yayim. Not Mitiras Nizires, but just Mitiras Nidriyisa. He can ask her a kikas or he can ask a Yayim. He Asat Yayim. He Asat Yayim. So it is Chal. So he's not allowed to drink wine. He's not allowed to drink wine. So, and then he will, make kiddush on wine. So even assuming that he's not allowed to make kiddush on the wine, because he asked, "B'tiras nidreisa the yain," but we won't say mitzvah b'mareire, because the yain itself, the tangible yain and the kos itself, is not a chefetz mitzvah. There is an intangible aspect in that chefetz of mitzvah of keshel brach. So memele, he will be mikayim the mitzvah of zocher asim hashabbos l'katshe. So even if we say that the neder is chal, it will still be possible to be mikayim the mitzvah. So memele, the aloche avol in mechal chefetz shemayim has application. So memele, it's not even chal. So it's not even chal. Masheinkin l'gabi suke. So if we say that it is chal, then it will negate the possibility of fulfilling the mitzvah. So it's not even chefetz shemayim. So it's chal. Masheinkin, if he'll aser yayin, so he'll still be able to be mikayim the mitzvah of kiddush yayin v'avdore, assuming that it's aser. But if he doesn't, he will be mikayim the mitzvah. So memele, the possibility of fulfilling the mitzvah is not negated. If it's not negated, so it comes within the halacha of chefetz shemayim. So memele, the gzeras hakosuv, avol imich chefetz shemayim applies. So memele, it's not. Now the question arises, so why don't we say Gabi Shvui the same thing? So why does Rashi say here, in connection with Shvui? In connection with Shvui, he says, Eloki Hodo Marovi Shvui Shesh, Vichoz Avo Marari Ninoz. So Asin Zires Chalyal Shvui. So here, if he says Shvui Shesh, and then he says, "Arei Ninozir." So the neder of Nizires is chal. The neder of Nizires is chal. Why shouldn't we apply the din of Avolin Michal Chefetz Shamayim? So we have to say that it can be. We can explain it in two ways. First, we can say that Rashi Shite. I mean, that we have to say, no matter what, but the Rashi Shite, the Gzeras HaKosuv of Dvorei Nemeichel, Avol Meichel Chefetz Shamayim, applies only to mitzvahs asei, not to mitzvahs lois asei. Other Rishonim say the contrary. In other words, that just as Dvorei Nemeichel, Meichel Chefetz Shamayim implies that neder is chal, Livatul la mitzvah, so it also implies. I mean, just there, country the Shvui is not chal. Livatul la mitzvah or likayim la mitzvah, as the Ramban says. So it also implies that it's not chal likayim mitzvahs leisase. In other words, if somebody takes a Shvui shaloich univens of treves, so it's not chal because of dvorin meichlam mechnev tishamayim, because leisase is also chefetz shamayim. One is not allowed to eat nevela. But Rashi Shita apparently is that only mitzvahs asei come within the gzeras hakosuv of chefetz shamayim, not mitzvahs leis asei. In other words, if somebody takes a shvuah not to put on tefillin, if he takes a shvuah not to sit in the sukkah, not to take a lulav, not to eat matzah, so there is a kiyum mitzvah. So ikiyum mitzvahs asei. So that's chefetz shamayim. But if someone takes a shvuah shaloich nevelas, there is no kima mitzvah. If a person refrains from eating nevelas, is he mikayim a mitzvah? He's not mikayim any mitzvah. He just abstains from anisa. That's not chefetz shamayim. Abstaining from anisa is not chefetz shamayim. Chefetz shamayim is called a kima mitzvah. Oh, but the halacha is that shvuah shaloich nevelas is not chal. So that's because of a different halacha. Because of anisa chalalisa. Because of Anisa Chalalisa, whether it's the general din of Anisa Chalalisa or his special din, I discussed the Shia in Nidorim, But it's a din of Nisa Chalalisa. It's not the aloche of Dvorin and Mechel Avon Mechel Chepti Shemai. The Ramban says, before the country, the Ramban says that the aloche of Dvorin and Mechel Mechel Chepti Shemai applies not only to Kim Mitzvah Sasei, but to Kim Mitzvah Lois Sasei too. In Pashamates he says it. And in the Chedushim in Shuez. And in the Melchames he says it in Shuez. And in Midorim too. But, so that's the Ramban Shite. But Rashi Shite knows there apparently is that the Gzeras HaKosuv of Dvorin and Mechel and Mechel and Shemayim applies only to Mitzvah Sasei, where there is a Kiyum HaMitzvah, but it doesn't apply to Mitzvah Sloi Sasei. Mitzvah Sloi Sasei, there is only if somebody doesn't eat Neveila, he doesn't eat Neveila. That's not, that doesn't come within the Alut Gzeras HaKosuv of Hefti Shemayim. Some Mele, in the case, but Enoch Name, Shvui is not Chal, if he's Livatel Mitzvah Lois Asei. That's because of another aloche. Shvui is not Chal. Likayim Mitzvah Lois Asei, so it's not Chal because in Yisachal Alisa. And Livatel Mitzvah Lois Asei, so it's not Chal. It's not how whether it's Mitzvah Lois Asei become Vasei, or it's Mitzvah Lois Asei Mishavol Taise because of the droshe of the Hor Aleitiv, so it has to be Rishus. So that's why it's not how. But as far as the halacha of Dvorin and Meichel Avon Meichel Lechefti Shemayim is concerned, so that applies only to Mitzvah Asei and not to Mitzvah Lois Asei. Now in the case of Yayin Vish. In the case of Shvur Shul Yeshte Yayin, Shvur Sheshte, Vichoza Boma Arini Nozir, so Rashi says, so then the letter of Nizires is Chal and the Shvuye, even though it's Levatel Dvar Mitzvah, because here it's only a question. Now, here too, suppose he said Shvur Sheshte, and then he says, and suppose he will be Mekayim the Shvuye. So he will be Mekayim the Mitzvah. So he'll be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Kol HaYitzim Pivyase. Kol HaYitzim Pivyase. So Mimele, it should come within the Aloche of Dvorin Meichel and Meichel Chefti Shemayim. So too, as far as the Lab of Bal Yachal is concerned, he said Shvu Shesh. So Mimele is Mechuyev, Mitzad Bal Yachal, to drink the wine, because otherwise he'll be evil. So that does not involve any kiyum mitzvah asei. So it doesn't come within the aloche of dvorin meichol avol meichol lechefti shemai. But let it be chal, let it not be chal because of the essay of chayitzim piviase. And so Mimele, and the Esef Klayitz and Pivyase does come within the Gzeras HaKosuv of Hefti Shemayim. So apparently, it's very possible that according to Rashi, the essay of Klayitz and Pivyase only implies a Nisar essay, but it doesn't imply a Kiyumase. So Mimele, since Klayitz and Pivyase only implies a Lois Asei of Leachel Dvorei, and the Nisar Asei of Kechol Hayetzim Piv Yase, so mainly in the case of Shvu Sheshte, V'choza V'omar Arini Nozir, so the Aloche of Dvorin Meichel Av Meichel Chefti Shemayim has no application. So because of that, so mainly Rashi says that the Neder of Niziras is Chal, because for the same reason that Neder of that the Nidre Yisar is Chal Vatel Dvar Mitzvah. So the neder of Niziras is also chadol cholivat v'amitzvah. But vis-a-vis kiddush yayin v'avdole, so in view of the fact that even if the neder would be chal, it would still be possible to fulfill the mitzvah of zocher sima shavus likache. Some mele it's chefzi shemayim. Some mele da locheo avol mechel chefzi shemayim as application. Mashein kin in the case of shvu shesh. Because of Yomar Harini Nozia, so there is no Kima Mitzvah. There is only a Leisese and a Nisarese. So since there is only a Leisese and Nisarese, so the whole Aloche of Chefti Shemayim does not apply to loises, only to kiyum aseis. So mimele in the case of, in the case of shvue, so there is aloche of nishba l'matres ha-mitzvah, so it's the shvue shov. Masheinke in the case of nizires, so it's a hefze, so it's like neder. So just as neder is chal levatel v'mitzvah, so mimele the neder of nizires is also chal v'mitzvah. But in connection with kiddush yayin v'avdole, there is a possibility of a kiyum ha-mitzvah, and that possibility is not negated as a result of the neder of nizires or of a neder of iser, because we couldn't say mitzvah bo maver legabe kisyayin kiddush v'avdole. So mimele, so even if it would be chal, so legabe kiddush yayin v'avdole, even if the neder of nizires would be chal and kiddush yayin v'avdole, so it would still be possible to fulfill the mitzvah. So mimele, the character of chefti shamayim is not negated. If the character of chefti shamayim is not negated, so mimele it comes within the aloche abu mechal chefti shamayim. One second. So mimele it comes within the aloche abu mechal chefti shamayim. So masheim came in the case of shvur sheeshte v'chozav v'omar harini nozir. So over there we don't even have a kiyum mitzvah. True, we have an essay of klayitz and pivyase. So the Rambam says that klayitz and pivyase is a kiyum asay, but Rashi Nozir is not mishubet to the shittas Rambam that it involves a kiyum asay. So Rashi Nozir shita could be that klayitz and pivyase implies only an iser asay. There is no kiyum asay. So when a person says shvur sheeshte and then he drinks, so he's not mikayim any mitzvah asay. He only abstains from violating the law of Yachud Vorei and from violating the Isaresse of Klayetz and Pivyase. But there is no Kimase. The Rambam says there is a Kimase. Every time one fulfills a Floyd, whether Shui and Neder and Isires. But Rashi Nozer is not Mishume to the Chi. Yes, what is it?
Just two things. Why is there a problem in the case of Shvusha Eshte of the Chalos of the Chiyu Gavar, the Chalos of the Chiyu Shia?
Yeah, fine, yeah, but there is no kiyumasei. So mimele, since there is no kiyumasei, so the aloche of chefti shamayim is no application. The aloche of chefti shamayim has application to kiyumasei. Rishenim, one second. Rishenim, many Rishenim say that shvuo shel eichon neveles comes within the aloche of chefti shamayim. There's the Ramban, other Rishenim. But Rashi Nozir does not have to agree with these Rishayim. So according to Rashi Nozir, the aloha of Chavtzi Shemayim applies only to Kiyum Mitzvah. Bitul Mitzvah Sasei, Kiyum Mitzvah Sasei, according to the Ramban, that it comprises Kiyum Mitzvah Sasei also, not only Bitul Mitzvah Sasei. But it does not apply to Leisasis. So Mimele, in the case of Shvuah Sheeshte, and then V'chozav v'omar, harini nozir. So it doesn't come within the aloche of chefti shamayim because there is no kimasei. There is only a possibility of being able by Yachud Vorei and being gave there the essay of klayitz and pivyase, and that's all. That does not come within the gzirasakosuf of meichel chefti shamayim. So mimele, since it does not come within the Gzeras HaKosuf of Meichel Lechefti Shemayim, so maybe it's Chal. Masha'in ki Yayim Kiddush V'Avdole. So even if the Neder would be Chal, so it would still be possible to make Kayim Mitzvah. So maybe it comes within the Aloch of Lechefti Shemayim. So even after the Gzeras HaKosuf,
Wahidam has the exclusive usage of Chomer Berekabayis, so in Mishnah Taloshi he said that it should be Chomer Berekabayis, but he meant something else. But if he meant not to answer it, then it would be Nitrish Gogis. But he meant to answer it through an improper formulation. But actually, he expressed it properly. So what's wrong? So Mimele is also. So maybe the same terrors we can say vis-à-vis the Rishenim who explain it in accordance with the second Loshni Rashi. All right, we'll have it.